Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Heh. In this Mishnah, we're going to discuss how the distribution of Ma'aser Ani worked. Generally, after a farmer finished separating the harvest, he would take all of his crop and put it by the threshing floor to process it, and the poor people would come directly to the threshing floor, and at that point and in that spot, the farmer would give out Ma'aser Ani. During those years, the third and sixth years, he would give them to the poor person. But the way he would have to give it to them was when Ma'aser Ani was being given, as the Pasuk says, you have to give enough that they may eat and be satisfied. So that generally means enough for two meals. So this Mishnah is going to list the different opinions of how much a farmer is obligated to give each poor person as he walks up to him in the threshing floor. When a farmer is giving out the Ma'aser Ani to the poor people at the threshing floor, he has to give them at least a half kav of wheat, which would be enough for two meals, vekav se'orim, or a kav of barley. A kav is a certain measurement. It says no, even when it comes to barley, se'orim, it's enough to give him half of a kav. You don't have to give him a full kav as a Tanaka Masad. You can only give him a half, and that takes care of his two meals. In regard to spelt, kav v'hatzi kusemin, you have to give him a kav and a half of spelt, v'kav gerogrot, and when it comes to dried figs, you have to give him a kav worth again, or you have to give him a maneh, one portion of a pressed fig cake. That's enough for him to eat for a full day, two meals. Rabbi Akiva Omer Peras. Rabbi Akiva says the minimum for pressed figs is only half of a maneh, half of what the opinion was before. When it comes to wine, Hatzi log yayin, you have to give him a half of a log of wine. A log is a measurement when it comes to liquid. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you only have to give him a revi'it, a quarter of a log, which, again, a log in our terms is around 12 ounces. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you only have to give him 3 ounces of wine. Revi'it shemen, when the farmer is giving out the oil, he has to give him a quarter log of oil. Again, 3 ounces. Rabbi Akiva Omer Sheminit. Rabbi Akiva says he disagrees. He only has to be an eighth, which would be, in our terms, around 1.5 ounces. Ushar kol haperot. Amar Rabba Shaul, kedesh yim kerem v'ikach bahem mezon shete se'udot. When it comes to all other fruits, Rabbi Abba Shaul says you have to give him enough that in terms of market value, if he went out to market to sell the fruit that you're giving him, he'd have enough money to buy himself two meals for a day.